This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, and welcome back to Always Wolves Fan TV. Got an absolutely wolf-tastic video for you today. I've been asked by EA Sports to bring you the FIFA 23 Ultimate Team ratings for our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, including the top five rated players from Molineux, the home of Wolverhampton Wanderers. Yeah, so guys, we're really excited to be able to unveil for you today the top five ranked Wolves players on the new FIFA 23 Ultimate Edition. And I've got a special guest here. This is Liam Berry, who probably plays a little bit more FIFA than me, to give his thoughts. And how we're going to kick it off, Liam, I'm going to ask you to guess what the top five players are in this year's EA Sports FIFA 23. Okay. And then we're going to see how close you get. How's that?
Should be able to.
It won't
be that difficult with the players that we've got.
Well, we've got all the players round here at the moment in the dressing room, which thanks to Wolves for that. So what are your top five? Who are you going for?
Well, last FIFA, I should say, it was Jimenez was first.
Yeah.
Then it was Neves. I think it was Semedo, then Johnny, then Moutinho. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of changes there. So, I'd probably say Neves first this FIFA. I think Jimenez will get a downgrade. He didn't have the best season. So, I think it'll be Neves, Jimenez, Jose Sarr, Guedes and Nunes, I'd say.
So we're going for Neves. You think he's going to be the top one?
Yep.
So, yeah, and Raul, you're dropping down the pecking order.
Yep.
You're going for Jose Sarr.
Yep.
Moutinho, did you say?
No. Guedes. And Nunes.
Guedes and Nunes, the two new boys.
Yep.
Fun. So we're going to see how many out of those five you get correct. And what we're going to do, we're going to do it in reverse order. And at the end of the video, we're going to show you quickly the ratings for each of the squad members as well. Sound good?
Yes.
Let's do it. So, hey, Liam, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I hope I've got at least four right. If I don't, then I'm disappointed.
Well, we'll soon see, because we're going to unveil the first card. But before we do that, I can tell you it's incredibly close. There is like literally 3 points separating the top five. And I can tell you that both we've got a tie for third, a tie for second, but there is an outright winner. And we're going to see how close you're going to get. I've placed the card out for the first one. This is a tie. And we're going to have a walk over to it in the dressing room now. And it is the legend, João Moutinho, Portugal's second highest capped player. And he's got an 81. It's quite interesting because he's not the fastest, as you can see. Shot's okay, but his passing ability, he's 84. He's dribbling 79. He does a lot of good, decent defensive work from midfield. But obviously with his age, his physicality is probably not what it would be. Yeah. I think he's up plus one from last year.
Yeah. To be fair, I was probably a bit naive to not put him in the top five. I can only look at the dribbling. I think he should get more there. 79. He keeps the ball, doesn't he? Passing's good. Pace, you can't really expect much. But yeah, it's a good card. I kind of thought that there would be at least a couple more players that would be above him. But
he's still doing it.
Still doing it,
he's
yeah.
He's still doing it.
Got an upgrade, so yeah.
How good is it that he's still with Wolves this season?
Good, very good, I think. We've got him down to that one-year contract, so hopefully a good season for him. But yeah, good player. Already got one wrong, so that's disappointing.
There's still four more to go.
Yeah.
So that is João Moutinho. He's got an 81, and he is equal third in Wolves FIFA 2023. So, Moutinho.
Yeah.
But equal third with Moutinho. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to walk over to the opposite side of the dressing room. Let's go. And it is José Sá, one of your five. Well yep. done. High five.
Got that one right, yeah.
He's got, again, the same as Moutinho. He's got an 81. 83 for diving.
That's probably about right, yeah.
78 for handling.
Probably right. He does come out for the crosses and he's... He seems to pick everything up from crosses, so yeah, it's probably right.
And what do you think on kicking 73?
Terrible.
Not happy.
He got an assist last season for Jimenez. If I'm wrong, that should be at least in 78. 73 is disappointing, but
that goal. He's had a couple of assists, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The lung kicker. So you think that should be a lot higher?
Should be more. Definitely.
Fair comment. Reflexes, 83.
I
think, yeah, because one of the things that's been great with José Sá is his reactions, how he is quick. Mm. And I think that's bang on. Mm.
Speed.
Well, I just said he's quick, but I mean, with reflexes, speed, 52.
That is quick for a keeper.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about right, I'd say. Yeah.
And positioning, 79.
There's been a couple of times last season when he's charged out of his box and... they've nearly scored from it. That Jota one at the Liverpool game comes to mind. But yeah, about right, I'd say. He's quick off his line.
So overall, you're fairly happy with this one.
Apart from that, that is terrible.
Not happy about the kick. If you're watching this, José Sá, we reckon that your kicking should be definitely higher.
Should go to EA, complain.
But 81.
81.
Pretty decent. Oh. And equal third.
Yeah, big upgrade from last season as well.
Yeah, up by two, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Up by two from last year?
I reckon.
Yeah, two. José Sá, equal third. Right, Liam. Equal second. Now, 1 point ahead of Sá and Moutinho. We're going to have to walk over there. And it is Wolves' number nine Mexican sensation, Raúl Jiménez. So Raúl Jiménez has got an 82. That means he's dropped down over the last two seasons from an 84 to an 83 to an 82.
Yeah.
What do you think about the overall score?
I think it's a very good card. I don't think he had the best season last season. Yeah, I think it's a good card. You can't really complain with much. You can maybe say the pace, but...
73 on pace.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough, I think.
Yeah, you could say a little bit more, maybe one or two more, but yeah, I mean, it's a good card, I'd say. You can't really complain much.
I think he'll be fairly happy with his shooting, 81.
Yeah, it's all about the stats behind it. Like, there's finishing, there's heading accuracy and stuff.
Passing ability, 76?
Yeah, about right. He got a couple assists last season, so, yeah.
Dribbles, 80. Oh, he's quite good at dribbling,
yeah,
to be fair.
He's very good at dribbling, I'd say. So that's fairly accurate.
And a 47?
Yeah.
On his defending, about right.
Yeah, defends from the front, doesn't he?
He does do quite well as well when we've got set pieces.
Yeah.
He's like, I know he's got his, he still head the ball. And then physicality, 82.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Dahmer's is compared to that. But yeah,
We will at the end, when we go through the thing, we'll sit down and have a quick run through all the others.
Yeah.
But overall, do you think he'd be happy with that?
I think he would. Like you said, over the last two seasons, he's dropped 2 points. But
he was top. He was top out of Wolves last season, so he's obviously dropped down.
Yeah, it's
but
a good
still
card. Though.
Equal
it's
second.
Card. It's a very good card.
Wolves number nine, RJ9, Raúl Jiménez, an 82. So Liam, you ready to find out who's tied for second place with Raúl?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's just over there. and it is Wolves number 17, Gonçalo Guedes. And he's got an 82, the same as Raul.
Yep.
Let's go down. Pace.
Good.
86.
Probably about right for Guedes. He's had good cards over the past couple of seasons with Valencia, scoring 13 goals last season. That probably why he's shooting so high.
83 yeah. on his above shoot. Jimenez. That's above Raul, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is good. 74 on passing ability.
Don't really know much of it. He's had a couple assists last season again with Valencia. So, yeah, I'd probably say that that's about right for Guedes.
83 on dribbling.
It's very good. It's very good for Guedes. Yeah, about right.
Obviously, his defensive is not today's, but that's where he's not been brought in for the defense. Yeah. He's been brought in to drive forward and get assists and goals. So that's obviously a bit low. If that was a bit higher, it could have been challenging for the top one. And then physicality, 70.
Well, it depends what stats behind that, like stamina, strength. But yeah, I'd say, again, a really good card for Guedes.
Well, what did you say? You're having him in your team, aren't you?
He's going in my ultimate team. He looks incredible. It's a very good card.
That's the second that exactly saw that. He says, wow, that's a great card. Guedes is going to be so happy about this.
The only thing is he's put down as a striker, which is good for ultimate team, but you know, he does play off the wing mostly. But yeah, it's a very
and
good
card.
He
tends to cut in as well, doesn't he, and stuff like that. But that's a great card, so 82. So that's three out of four.
Three out of four, yeah.
One more to go. So we kind of almost need a drum roll now.
Yeah.
For the top. You probably know who this is going to be. It's got to be in the top five. And it's right there.
It's right there.
It is, of course, Wolves midfield maestro, the legend, Ruben Neves, our number eight. Mm. And he has scored top this year for FIFA Ultimate Team. FIFA 23, it's an 83 rating, out on his own. Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking about that?
I think you
actually called it, didn't you?
Yeah,
you said top.
I knew he'd be top. You could see it coming, couldn't you?
His rating, I think, has gone up one from last season.
Gone up by one. All of these have mostly gone up by one, apart from Jimenez, I'd say. But
down.
Pace, I'd say that's about right. He doesn't really make those runs into the box.
No, he's not that top player. He does cover a lot of ground, but he's not the fastest.
Yeah.
Shooting, 74.
I'd say that's about right. He got a couple of goals last season. I'd say 74 is about right. Yeah.
Decent. 68 for... 80, sorry.
86.
86 for passing.
Yeah. It's a very good start.
His range of passing is incredible, isn't it? You know, it's got to be... you'd be disappointed if it wasn't. 86.
They'll be in that top half of the passes in the game, I'd say. But yeah, that's a very good start.
Dribbling ability, 77.
77, yeah, he keeps the ball. He's not as much as Moutinho. I think Moutinho kind of dribbles more.
He got a 79, Moutinho did on that.
So, yeah, I'd say that's about fair.
Yeah. And defending, 76.
That's very good. That's very good for Neves. Yeah.
I mean, it really is. He does a lot of great defensive work. You often see him dropping deep, tidying things up. You know, and doing all that dirty job as well. Mm. I mean, Moutinho does a lot of that. I think he got 71, but 76, that's a really good
I'd definitely say since Largest changed to the back four, he's had a lot more defensive duties and he's lived up to it, to be fair. So, yeah, it's probably fair.
And then you got 73 on his physicality.
Yeah, I mean, again, whatever's behind
him. He gets knocked about a lot as well. I mean, he goes in for tackles.
Yeah.
He's always there. You'd see, I mean, he is Wolves now, club captain.
Yeah.
And he leads by examples. He gets stuck in. Yeah. He chases everything down. He never gives up. And he's got an engine on him, hasn't he? He keeps going. So, I mean, I think he's going to be absolutely over the moon. Yeah. We're becoming the top-ranked player at 83.
100%.
And, Ruben Neves, Wolves' top-ranked player in FIFA 23 by EA Sports this year. So which of them cards has impressed you the most?
This one,
yeah.
It's one of the best cards we've had for a long, long time. Obviously, Adama Traoré, he's used quite a bit because of his pace, but I think behind him, it's got to be Guedes, I'd say.
Well, I'll tell you what, we should actually have a look at what some of the other player ratings are. We haven't got the physical cards, but we've got the digital cards that we can put up on the screen. And I think it'd be interesting to look at what the pace of Adama is and players like that. Shall we have a look?
Yeah, let's go.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So we're going to get stuck into this. We're going to start with our main two centre-backs, Kilman and Collins. Collins is 75, what stands out?
Definitely his pace. The centre-backs that get more attention in Ultimate Team, in particular, are the players with about above 70 pace, I'd say. That's probably the benchmark. But yeah, definitely good card. He's been upgraded by 4 since last season. He had a good back end to the season with Burnley. So yeah, good card for Collins.
Yeah, solid. And Kilman, 2 points higher with a 77.
Yep, upgrade by 7.
Big upgrade. That's, but he deserves it.
Definitely deserves it, definitely. I think he's the highest upgrade for the amount of points he's gone up by. So yeah, so 7 upgrade for Kilman, which is very good.
He's going to be happy with that then.
Very happy, I'd say.
Fantastic. And to be honest, these two, early season, looking at Wolves, they could be Wolves' future centre-back pairing for the next 2 or 3 years at least.
Yeah,
they're both young. You think their scores are only going to increase,
right? Yeah, they've got the most clean sheets so far. Oh no, most. They've got the least goals conceded so far. So yeah, definitely. To be honest, it'd be difficult to keep them. I'm sure top clubs will be sniffing around them. And
they can keep their hands off.
Yeah,
you know, we need to keep our defence going. But yeah, solid card for both of them. So let's have a look at Aitnori, Semedo, and Johnny Otto. Aitnori, he's a 76.
Yep, upgrade by 3. He had a good season last campaign, so yeah, good, probably fair for Aitnori.
Yeah, solid. Johnny Otto is 79.
Yep, downgrade by 1. He was injured, but when he came back, he did seem good, so could be seen as a surprise, but it's still a good card for Johnny, 79.
He'll be chuffed for that. And Nelson Semedo, an 80.
He's downgraded by 1. I think he's a very underrated player. I think he's very good. And what he does for
he
the team...
He had a good season last year. Yeah, really good season.
What he does for the team, I think, goes overlooked a bit. Just, he didn't have the best season on his first...
He took him a while to adjust.
Yeah. But last season, I think he did very well. So
He's just starting to come back into the team this year, and he's already making a difference when he's come on.
I think he's been one of the standout players.
Do you think he'll be disappointed that he's dropped down?
Maybe. He's still 80 rated. It's still a good, card. But yeah, the fact that he's downgraded, I think that's unfair a little bit.
Fair comment. So we've talked about, obviously, Moutinho and Neves, both in the top 5. Mm. The new boy, Nunes, 79.
Yeah, unfair that he's not, maybe not unfair, he's a bit unproven in the Premier League, but yeah, very good card. He's going in my ultimate team along with Guedes.
You like him? Yeah.
All his stats are above 70, which is popular for the FIFA community. So yeah, very good card. 82 pace, he'll be one of the highest of pace in the team.
Dribbling 82 as well.
Yeah, very good card, very good card.
And he's shooting 70, yeah, solid, as I say, 70 above. So he's going in your team, basically.
He is, yes.
You heard it here first. Look out for Nunes. So let's get stuck into Wolves' forward line. First up, Wang Hee-chan. He's got a 77.
Yep.
Your thoughts?
Upgrade by 2 since last season. He had a good start, didn't he? He got like 5 goals in however many games. But yeah, 28 defending.
Probably most people will agree with that at the moment. We want him to get back to his 75. Of course, his confidence has been low. Let's hope he gets those shooting boots back on. His confidence comes up. If he scores a goal, you know, let's hope his pace at 81.
Yeah, about right. I'd say he's explosive, isn't he? He's an explosive player. So, yeah, about right.
Wang Hee-chan. Next up, the mighty atom, Daniel Pedence.
Yeah, his pace has...
My dad's favourite. Bonanza, he calls him.
Yeah, he won't be happy with his pace then.
No.
Down by 8 since last season, which is quite harsh, I'd say.
He's still got pace of 83, though.
Yeah.
He was in the 90s last year.
91.
He's only got little legs.
Yeah, I know, but he's explosive, isn't he? He's a good player.
See, I thought 83 was quite high.
Yeah.
But he's dropped by 8.
He's dropped by 8,
wow.
which is crazy. So,
yeah,
it's a massive decrease in his pace. So, Yeah, it's a good card though overall, but solid. Maybe his pace should be a bit higher. Yes. I guess with Bruno, he's been inverted. He's not really been bombing it down the wing, has he?
So. No, not so much. That's true. Good points. 78. So we're now going to move on to Pedro Neto. Another 78. Thoughts with Pedro?
Stayed the same since last season. He had a massive upgrade from the season before with his standout season, but he was injured for the most of this season. So the fact that he stayed the same is good. He's a good card again. But yeah, good card for now.
And he'll hopefully have a great season, and he might be pushing up that top three, top five next season. We'll see.
It'll be difficult to get past the
Who do we players. Think we need to do next?
The big one, Adama Traore.
We're going to have to see how fast he is.
And his physicality. He's not been happy with that over the years.
But. No, he hasn't. He's not been happy. So we have a look.
Yeah, let's go.
Adama Traore, indeed. Mm. He's got a score of 79. Yeah. His pace, 96.
Yeah.
He is super fast.
He's very fast. He's been the fastest in FIFA for a couple of years now. You might think that Mbappe, he might be higher than Traore right now. But yeah, it's a good card. And the fact that he's got an upgrade, he didn't have the best of season last year. He did go to Barcelona. He got a couple of assists down there. But yeah, good card. He's now got his physicality that's higher than Jimenez, which he picked up on a couple of seasons back. So
he is built.
Yeah.
You know,
his strength will be high, but the physicality will take a hit because of his stamina.
Which is why it's the 83. But he will be happy as above Raul on this one. Yeah, fantastic. So we're just going to conclude, Liam. We've gone through our top five, which was fantastic. You got four out of five, so well done for you for that.
Not bad.
And then we've had a little bit of a look at some of the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. Your final thoughts?
There's a good couple cards there. Guedes, Nunes, Adama, definitely. But how close they are, there's not much ratings between like the likes of Neto to Neves.
Very tight spread. Yeah. I mean, that top five was really, really tight.
Yeah.
But Ruben's going to be happy that he's top of the tree for this one, isn't it? And well-deserved.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple stats there as well, like Sar kicking, which could be more... Nunes' pace, very good, I'd say. That's another standout. But yeah, very, very good.
And are you looking forward to playing the game?
Definitely, yeah. Now I've seen these cards.
Are you excited?
Definitely, yeah.
Of course he is. Fantastic. Anyway, from myself, Dazzling Dave, and from Liam Berry, until the next one, I'm going to have to give him a game, but he'll probably thrash me. Always Wolves.
Always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.